Hold up thy head, England, and now show thy face, that 18 years had held it down with disgrace. Thy comforts are coming, then cheer up thy looks, thy hopes like thy gates are quite off of the hooks. Thy blessings draw near, thy joy doth appear, with much expedition thy king will be here. May all the rich pleasures that ever were reckoned attend on the person of King Charles II. The bride and the bridegroom did never so greet as the king and his people together will meet. Though some are against it, 'tis very well known that those that be for it are 24-1, who with them will bring allegiance and sing with voices of loyalty, God save the king. May all the rich pleasures that ever were reckoned attend on the person of King Charles II. There's none are against it, but what are partakers with Jesuits, Jews, and Anabaptists and Quakers? But he, like a lion that's roused from his den, will pull down the pride of Fifth Monarchy men. The preaching house hunters, with all their enchanters, the proud independents of Brownists and Renters, with all the vile sectaries that can be reckoned, we hope we'll be routed by King Charles II. The benefits which will accrue to this land are more than we suddenly can understand. There's no man of merit in arts or in trade, but if he endeavor may quickly be made, our trade will increase, and so will our peace, and this will give many more prisoners release. May all the rich pleasures that ever were reckoned attend on the person of King Charles II. Then, aged Paul Steeple, still hold up thy head, for under thy roof shall God's service be read, and there shall be set up the communion table. Then they shall be hanged up that made it a stable, and have no reprieves, for good men it grieves that God's house of prayer should be a den of thieves. May all the rich pleasures that ever were reckoned attend on the person of King Charles II. The law and the gospel shall freely be taught, which lately unto the bare bone have been brought. Our doctrine and worship shall flourish again, in spite of the pride of schismatical men. Good learning and we shall always agree, the two universities cherished shall be. Then may all the blessings that ever were reckoned be attributed unto King Charles II. Our mirth and good company shall not be checked by such as do nickname themselves the elect, but we will be merry and spend an odd Easter at Christmas, at Whitsuntide, Shrovetide, and Easter. We'll pride our old pranks, rejoice and give thanks, and those that oppose we will cripple their shanks. May all the rich pleasures that ever were reckoned attend on the person of King Charles II. Our exchange shall be filled with merchants from far. 'Tis better to deal in good traffic than war. With all neighbor nations we'll shake hands in peace. By that means our treasure and trade will increase. With France and with Spain we'll make leagues again. We thank the first succor in our sovereign. May all the rich pleasures that ever were reckoned attend on the person of King Charles II. Our shipping in safety shall sail on the seas to Italy, Naples, or what port they please. Then riches from every country they'll bring to profit the people and pleasure the king. Much good we shall reap and treasure upheat. Good white wine and claret and sack will be cheap. Then we will drink healths till they cannot be reckoned to Gloucester, to York, and to King Charles II. Our pot, pipe, and organ shall then be divided, and into the holy cathedrals be guided. Our altruster small and our tall singing men shall joyfully chant to the organ again. The surplice so torn shall newly be worn, and all the fair rites that the church do adorn, twice 20 times more than can rightly be reckoned, to the honor of God and for King Charles II. The banished nobility then shall return, who long time in disconsolation did mourn, and when they're well settled like right noblemen, good housekeeping will be in fashion again. The poor that will wait without at the gate shall have their benevolence at good rate. May all the rich pleasures that ever were reckoned attend on the person of King Charles II. Our taxes will grow less and less, I suppose, for we have been very much troubled with those excisemen. I hope to in time will go down, 'tis they are the torment of country and town. The magistrates then shall be honest men, the parson shall challenge his tithe big again. May all the rich pleasures that ever were reckoned attend on the person of King Charles II. We shall be the joyfulest nation on earth, when once the king comes home to complete our mirth. We shall be the envy of nations unknown, when King Charles II is fixed in his throne. The triumphs that then shall be among men will prove a good subject for every good pen. May all the rich pleasures that ever were reckoned attend on the person of King Charles II. Now God send them with expedition, I pray, for every good subject doth long for the day. The bells shall ring out and the conduits round wine, the bonfire shall blaze till our faces do shine. And as the sparks fly like stars in the sky, Lord Sucre preserve him and guide him will cry. May all the rich blessings that ever were reckoned attend on the presence of King Charles II.